Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do Would You Rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Baldoni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And today is Saturday, August 24th, 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, today. And we skipped a week, right?
Yeah, we skipped a week.
Yeah.
Because
we both were indisposed.
So,
man, we should get right into it because there's a ton of comic book stuff that we missed and a ton of stuff from this week, too.
Oh, my God. There's so much news.
Whew, so many hot issues.
Hot issues.
So many new titles.
Buzzworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Let's start with one that we didn't get to talk about last
week. Yeah, okay.
Because we weren't here.
Yeah.
So Once in Future is a hot comic from last week.
Hot comic, number one, key issue, first appearance of every single character in the entire comic.
From Boom Studios. Boom with an exclamation point.
Yeah, and Kieran Gillen. And I wasn't familiar with the artists on this one.
Dan Mora. He did a bunch of Buffy comics.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, the new Buffy series that just came
out. Okay.
Yeah, he's a great artist. Oh, and you are familiar with him because you read Klaus.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. I knew the name looked familiar and the art style looked familiar, but I was like, maybe it just looks like another person that I like. But no, it turns out already a fan. Okay, sweet.
And superstar colorist Tamara Bonvillain,
friend of the show. Every single thing.
Yeah.
And does a great job always.
Yeah. I was just, she just posted on Twitter that her internet was out and she doesn't, and they're not gonna be able to fix it till like a week.
Oh shit.
And she's like, I don't know how I'm gonna get anything done ever.
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, thanks, Comcast.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, you got a free market, everybody.
Yeah.
Creating innovative solutions and competition to bring you the best possible product.
Exactly.
Or monopolies.
Right.
Again.
Totally. Like, can you please just fix people's internet so they can actually get work done?
Just be good at it.
Yeah.
Be good at the one thing you make billions of dollars to do. That's all. That's all we ask.
Ridiculous. And it's like the middle of summer, too. There's like no outages, like where she's at. Like, just fix the internet.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's get into Once in Future. So this is basically a comic, like an Arthurian, like a new modern update.
Yeah, so it takes place in modern day England, right? And we meet our main character who's maybe an archaeologist by trade or something.
Yeah, like, he is. Yeah.
And then he's on a first date and it's not going too well. He establishes himself as sort of like a lovable, clumsy, but likable character.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't have the best of luck in life or in love or in anything.
Mm-hmm. But handsome still.
Yeah, right. Handsome and smart and
handsome
nice.
Handsome nerd. Yeah.
And burly, too. He's a burly guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like Clark Kent, like Superman type.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, without the powers, though.
Yeah.
And then we also meet our other main character, who's his grandmother.
Yeah, Data's interrupted by a phone call. His grandma has escaped from her nursing home.
That she's voluntarily put herself in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to take it easy for a while.
Yeah. And I guess she's probably also like was an archaeologist or something
as
well.
Yeah, she's very familiar.
And
she's like kind of like it's cool. She's like kind of a secret agent type of person because we find out that like she's like, hey, grandson, you got to come meet me out here in the woods.
Yes.
And he's like, what's going on? She's like, don't worry about it. It's an emergency. She's digging up a big old chest full of guns.
Yeah, a big old chest full of weapons.
Something is happening. And she's the only one who knows what it is and how to stop it.
Mm-hmm. And that was like almost one of my favorite moments in the comic is when they're digging up the weapons and he's like, what's all these guns in this chest? And like she just like throws like a big spear at him.
Yeah, totally. There's a little bit of a feel of like, what was the Garth Ennis one about the retired assassin? Red? Was that the one that called back into action again? Mm-hmm. Kind of like that. Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it has that feeling. And then so it kind of jumps into like a giant giant monsters come.
Yeah, we're quickly thrown into the action. We find out that this is taking place in a world where magic does exist and there are monsters.
And Duncan, that's the archaeologist, he never knew about any of this.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like thrown into it right away. And Grandma has to teach him like how to fight.
Yeah, and he wants to kill the monster. And then Grandma says, no, the monster is just doing what monsters do. And it's not malicious. Like, no. The monster is just a sign of things to come.
Right. So it's a really good first issue, I thought.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what's to come. Mm-hmm. The colors are beautiful. The art is great. And it was like a really fun story.
Yeah. And if we don't, okay, if you're listening and you haven't read it yet, here comes a spoiler. So skip ahead a little bit. But we find out that the whole thing is that this like group of like British hyper-nationalists have stolen the scabbard to Excalibur to bring back King Arthur, who's going to reunite the nation of Britain and bring back like British dominion over the earth. So Arthur's not necessarily a good guy in this context. And
right. Which I've actually heard before in other Arthurian
myths.
Like a
conqueror. Yeah. Like he's like a Genghis Khan type of dude.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, that's not the first time that that's been brought up. Yeah. So he's kind of bringing back an old myth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's Kieran Gillen like interjects his personal politics into it a little bit, which was maybe why there was controversy about it.
I guess so.
But like the prophecy is that Arthur's going to come back during Britain's darkest days, which is now like with sort of the resurgence of the like nationalist right and like Brexit and all that. Maybe he's saying that these are the darkest days, or maybe, as the grandma character brings up, maybe Arthur is going to be the one who brings about the dark days. Like, it's unclear. It's like a chicken or the egg thing with that prophecy.
Which is funny, and I think Kieran Gillen has mentioned this in interviews, and even if he hasn't, like, it's funny just because that's what we do in comics.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, it's a general theme.
Yeah, the X, like the X-Men is entirely like an allegory about a treatment of minorities in society.
Exactly,
like,
when
people are like, don't fucking bring politics. And it's like, that's all this is. Like, that's all it ever was. Like, Jesus.
Or just like good conquering evil. Because guess what? Nationalists or Nazis are evil, and we want to triumph over them.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people who's mad that people keep calling you a bad guy or an asshole, maybe it's because you are, in fact, an asshole. Like,
what a good point.
Like, hey, diversity in comics guy. Maybe the reason everyone's mad at you is because you're being a dick to everyone
all
the time.
You're definitely a dick. Yeah. Newsflash.
So.
Once in Future, though, definitely two thumbs up.
Yeah,
we
definitely
like it.
Pick up the fourth printing or whatever it is that's going to come out.
Why
wherever
is there
you can
a
get
fourth
your hands
printing?
On.
Yeah, we've definitely sold out here. Though we just sold out like now.
We did, yeah. We were one of the few shops in town that still had them. I had to turn a guy down who tried to buy three copies on Friday. Jesus. And I was like, you can get one.
You can have one. Yeah. You're lucky we're still selling it for $3.99. Yeah, they're like $20 on eBay.
And he was kind of like, whoa. No. And I was like, well, you can have one or you can have zero. Yeah. Like, which is it?
Yeah, come on, guy. Also, okay,
ooh,
well,
you
that
do
was
the
last
next
week.
Sold out one for
yes,
this week.
Yes, the next sold out one. Sorry, guys. Is Powers of X. This is number 3.
Yeah.
So if you're following our lineup of the X, or this is Powers of 10, I'm sorry.
Right.
House of X.
So now we've read House of X 1, Powers of 10 1.
Right.
House of X 2.
Right.
Powers of, wait. Powers of, did I get, am I off by one?
No, no,
House
you're,
of X
you're
came
doing
out
good.
First. Okay.
Yeah, House of X of one. House mm-hmm. of X 1. Mm-hmm. Powers of 10 1.
Mm-hmm.
House of X 2.
Yep.
Powers of X 2. Now, Powers of X, Towers of 10.
Yeah, 3.
It's so confusing.
And
when
we read
the X
okay.
of 10.
So we're like halfway through now with mm-hmm. the with the powers.
Correct. And then, yeah, next week will be House of X 3. And
wait.
Then House of X 4.
Did they switch? Because I thought it was House of then Powers.
Right.
But then it switched around, so we had powers twice
in
a row?
We had powers twice in a row.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Because they had to finish this
timeline. Oh, okay. That
try
has
to
been
explain.
Confusing me like all week. Yeah.
Exactly. It was confusing.
Because I didn't get a chance to even read it before they all flew off the shelf. I should have known.
You got
to
grab it right away.
On Wednesday, yep. Mm-hmm. I should have taken one home Wednesday.
I know.
Back
and this one, we actually upped our numbers again, so hopefully you guys will get a copy this time. So I'm still not sure we ordered enough.
Yeah.
Hard.
I wonder how they're going to do that when it comes out in trade, if you're going to have to get the trade of House and the trade of Powers and then alternate while you're reading it, or if they're going to do a trade
that's
all
a
of them,
really good point.
All 12 issues in the right order?
Yeah, because that wouldn't make
sense. It's confusing.
It is confusing. Because you kind of have to read the Powers all next to each other.
Yeah.
Since it is a linear storyline.
Yeah.
So yeah, this one, if you guys have been following, is, oh God, I don't even know how to start it. So basically, I'm going to just skip to the timeline in the back of this, which are very, very helpful.
Thank you, Hickman. Hickman loves putting in little diagrams and little back matter and what have you.
Which he designs
timelines.
Himself.
Yeah, that's...
I think he just loves designing little blobs and
he definitely has like a signature style.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
All of his image trades have that same sort of cover design, which I'm guessing he probably did because it's very similar to this. And like, you know, that's like sort of this geometric kind of angular cool thing.
Yes. So we established in the last issue that Moira MacTaggert has an ability to reincarnate. And in this issue, we find out that she's been stuck in stasis and what did we figure that out? Like 119
the X-10,
or something like that. Yeah.
In the X-10 timeline.
Yes.
When Nimrod has what they try to clone the mutants and they ended up wiping out the mutants. And the Human-Machine Alliance has dominion over the Earth, and the mutants are, like, stuck in two tiny little settlements.
Right. And they're trying to defeat Nimrod, obviously, and win the war.
Yeah.
But they figure out there's no winning this war.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. So they've accepted defeat. They're just going to go do a suicide mission. Mm-hmm. It's like Apocalypse and Wolverine and a bunch of other crazy mutants that have all these crazy new abilities.
The clone one, the clone night crawler guy who's not allowed to fight because he can't. Yeah.
The clone Colossus lady.
Yes, that's right, with all the magic sword and the shape-shifting power.
Cool people.
We also know that Moira gets, when she loops back around and gets reincarnated, she has all of her knowledge from her previous
lives. Correct, yes. So in this one, they actually steal this like hyperdrive basically from Nimrod that has all of his memories and all of his powers in like a crystal form, basically, and they're going to implant it into Moira, all of his memories. So then she'll have all of his memories and be able to defeat him in her next life. But we also know that her next life is her last life, supposedly from this other mutant in the last issue who said that this will be her last time that she can reincarnate.
Okay.
A little confusing, but stay with me.
So now when we get back to the House of X timeline, we know Charles Xavier's seemingly out of character motivation for establishing a super powerful mutant sort of separatist colony is to try to prevent this horrible future from happening.
Correct. Yeah. In year 52, that's when the House of X will start. After, because year 49 is a genocide at Genosha. Year 88, the Black Brain again.
Yep.
The Hounds are created.
Yep, with unreadable minds.
Yes.
That part's pretty cool.
Yeah, that part was pretty cool.
Can't be affected by psychics.
And then, like, all that stuff starts happening again. And then it says, year 123, Moira dies after receiving Nimrod origin files. So does that mean she's going to restart again?
Yeah, she must be, right? She gets reincarnated, and then she meets Charles Xavier. Maybe that's what was happening at the beginning of House of X, where she's or wait at the beginning the first in the X Zero timeline where they're meeting for the first time at that carnival thing,
right?
And she's explaining to him who she is and how she knows him,
right?
And then they started. Then he puts on the Magneto, or not the Magneto.
Oh,
the
that
Cerebro.
Was life. That was Life 9. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So they just, I guess they established, but then House of X, we don't know what's going to happen after.
Right.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew, it's very confusing.
It is very confusing. It's good to follow those timelines, though.
It's one of those.
That's why they're in
different
colors.
Definitely have to read this one through twice, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fully understanding it.
I am interested in what's going to happen in the next House of X.
So House of X 3 is next week.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right. The next one in our stack was Strayed, number one from Dark Horse. This was by
Charles in Espanol.
Yes.
Carlos Grifoni. His work I'm not familiar with.
I'm not either, actually.
Drawn and colored by Juan Doe, who's doing great work on Dark Ark and a bunch of other cool stuff.
And he has his own comic coming out
from
Aftershocks.
Real?
Soon,
no, he also did American Monster.
Yes.
That was solid.
That was really good.
Yeah. Done in his signature style, and this is cool because it's like a sci-fi book, which I've never seen him do before. He gets to draw spaceships and spacesuits and different planets and aliens this time, which is tight.
And it's a cool alien cat book.
Yeah,
I really like the first panels of the cat flying through space.
Me too. I guess the premise is that the cat, this particular cat, is like a weirdly psychic one that can power spaceships on interdimensional flights, sort of, or excuse me, guide them through space without right. running into planets and, you know.
And it also has, like, out-of-body experience.
Yeah. It's a psychic cat and his or her human familiar slash trainer. Mm-hmm. And they're on board a human spaceship that it turns out we're the bad guys in this one.
We're
infinite empire of humans that's just marauding through space and conquering planets and extracting their resources and basically terrorizing the universe with the help of this friendly cat and the cat's reluctant sort of trainer. In person.
Yeah. And it's actually being like really sad.
It does, yeah.
And they're torturing the cat and mm-hmm. the owner as well.
Doing experiments.
Handler, I should say, yeah. Mm-hmm. To make them do this as well.
And they're saying that the captain of the spaceship, sort of the evil captain, or like the evil like corporatist slash colonizer captain, is like, okay, just a couple more planets and then we'll pay you and send you back to Earth and you can live a peaceful life.
Right. No.
Yeah, not likely.
Not going to happen. Yeah. I highly doubt it. And they both have nightmares about hunting these planets and mm-hmm. the people on it. And it's pretty sad.
Yeah. I'm hoping they're either going to hatch a plan to escape or to overthrow the evil planet.
Yeah. Well, towards the end of the issue, they find this last planet that they've hunted down has some kind of super resource.
Yeah.
That was given to them by another alien who looks like maybe a hyper intelligence. Because when the cat does search for the planets, they look for planets that is not as intelligent as the humans.
Yeah. To beat up on. But yeah. Goddamn bullies.
Yeah. Or not as angry or, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So maybe if they find this planet that, they've been gifted this, maybe that other alien is going to come back and be like, hey, yo.
Take it easy, guys.
I gifted that to these people, not to you.
Yeah. It's a very sort of a pro-cat, anti-human comic, which I approve of, actually.
Yeah, me too.
That's a great message.
I also like that it's kind of like a Sphinx cat or maybe a Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has hair. Very cute. I liked it.
Yeah, straight two thumbs up.
Yeah. It's been a good batch this week.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You do the other one that we...
that we both read.
Planet Caravan from Scout Scout Comics.
Yeah, we didn't get too many of these, but both of us picked it up.
Yeah, I really liked the cover, and I flipped it open and checked out a little bit of the interior artwork. Story and art by Stefano Cardicelli. Basically, it's about the soldier who's, like, sort of the final survivor of his unit or whatever in this like interplanetary war. A bunch of different people landed on the same planet at the same time with the same idea to like get the cool planet's resources. Then they all fought each other, wiped each other out, and he's sort of like the last guy walking around in this giant mech suit thinking about how much he misses his wife.
The like, lone survivor,
yeah,
if you will.
It felt a lot like a 2000 AD story. Like it would have been right at home. Mm-hmm. And the art, I think I was immediately gravitated toward the art because it kind of reminded me of like an Ashley Wood or like Jim Mahfood.
That's
or,
what I thought too.
Yeah, maybe even
exactly
Farrell Dalrymple a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Definitely more Jim Mahfood.
Yeah.
Very static all over mm-hmm. the place. Like, definitely Ashley Wood influence for sure.
Yeah, and I'm a sucker for giant mechs.
Yeah,
so
I like cool robot art.
Yeah, when I hit the second page, I was like, all right, I'm going to read this.
That's
one.
Why I grabbed it, too.
Yeah. It was the storytelling was a little choppy.
Yeah, I think it is translated, I'm going to guess, from Italian. Mm-hmm. Not so sure if they... I mean, I didn't feel like there was much of a story.
Right, it's very straightforward. It's this guy. He's thinking about how much he misses his wife.
Right.
He's going towards what he thinks is the last surviving base of his team. The base gets exploded. Turns out another team is still there, and he starts shooting them. And like that's it. That's the entire.
That's
first
literally
issue.
All it is.
Yeah.
Yes. And cool art though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scout confuses me as a.
Yeah,
as a comic
I
company.
Think this maybe would have been better as like a. Released as a single volume hardcover through like Titans
for
or Humanoids
sure.
or something. Like, I don't think that a monthly serial is going to be the best format for this story.
Yeah.
That said, I am fully on board for it because it's everything that I like. So, like,
it's pretty, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, the covers are great. I bet the next cover looks really cool too.
Yeah.
So there is that. It smells funny too.
Yeah.
The ink is weird in this. So But yeah, I definitely think this could have been like a Titan, like hardcover. Or something.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Surprised like, they didn't pick this up.
Just do one contiguous story. Like,
yeah.
I might even have, I might do the thing where I don't read it every month and I wait until all the issues have come out so I can sit down and read it all at once.
Yeah. I'd be worried that they don't put a trade out though.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good call.
So this might be something, if you really liked this comic, like pick it up. So they, you know, put something out like nicer later.
Yeah,
it is
a
nice looking comic.
It is. They use a nice, thick, glossy cover, mm-hmm. good quality paper.
Yeah. So check it out. I mean, I'm not like completely cold on it, but it is a little thin for $3.99. You know, like,
true.
But really nice art. Definitely check out the art.
It does take
really
about cool. 8 minutes to read the whole thing.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. So Planet Caravan, Stefano Cardicelli, Scout mm-hmm. Comics, number one.
Good.
You read one
I did
more.
Another one, number one from Image, a pretty violent number one by Derek Hunter, both written and drawn. Wait, I think drawn by Derek Hunter, created and drawn by Derek Hunter, written by Derek Hunter and Jason Young. Sort of a, almost, it reminds me a lot of Fuck Fairyland by Scotty Young, but it's the story of, it turns out, it starts off as being a story about this like young girl superhero who's trying her best to be a hero, but she keeps messing up. Like she thinks she's rescuing somebody from a monster, but it turns out that monster is like a She-Hulk character. And the monster that she's rescuing is what looks like a child, but his regular form is a child. Then he turns into this giant monster and the She-Hulk's like, I've been trying to catch him in his regular form for years and you fucked it up. And then she ends up accidentally killing a bunch of people. Yeah. It's like she ends up being from a family of supervillains, but she's secretly going out and trying to be a hero. But she keeps blowing it.
Uh-huh.
And she like picks up sort of a weird misfit sidekick along the way. And there are a lot of elements that I really liked. I thought it was weird that they emphasized the violence part of it because it felt almost forced in some places. Like she's like, the bad guy like rips a person in half and then is hitting people with both halves of the body. And it's like, it had so many cool story elements, and I really liked the art style. But yeah, I just hate to sound like my mom right now, but I felt like all the violence was unnecessary. I mean, some violence, fine, but like
right.
It's kind of like when Invincible took that turn, and you're like,
right.
"What the fuck are you doing, man?" Like,
yeah.
What? So it was weird. Like, I will probably check out the next issue. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to keep reading this comic, but I am going to keep an eye out for future stuff from Derek Hunter, if that makes sense.
Is it very toonish?
It
the
is.
Art?
Yeah, it's cartoony. It almost has like an Adventure Time kind of style to it.
Uh-huh.
In a way Lady that I, like, reminds me of a slightly more cartoony Nick Patara, because it's also super detailed and stuff, which I really like. I really like the art style. Like I said, I liked the larger elements of the story, but I thought it was weird.
Ooh,
that it
was wordy.
It is, yeah. And it's, there's some funny lines in it, too. But it felt like maybe they could have used a second editor on this
for
one
sure.
to just be like, hey, rein it in a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. If you're really missing, if you really loved Fuck Fairyland and you're missing something like that, I would say pick this up.
Okay.
But yeah.
Man, there's a lot of words in a comic like that.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
like, yeah, one thumb up, one thumb, or two thumbs sideways, I guess, for that one. I don't know.
Like
I'm neutral on it, but I like the idea.
Yeah,
and I like
the art style. Yeah, and I like the plot sounds kind of cool.
It does. We find out at the very end that she's like the child of these two supervillains who's secretly trying to be good. It's like a little bit of a Runaways kind of feel. But
right.
There's a lot to like, but then overall, it's like, man, the execution.
Yeah.
Not quite there.
That's usually what happens in those.
Yeah. And I think this might be the creator's first attempt. So, hey,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah.
All right. You want to take a quick break and then we'll be back with some news.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at Escapist Comics or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at Jesse the Head.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at Violet's Victory or on Instagram at Jessa Rossi.
And we're back.
Yeah, sweet.
All right.
Watch the trailer on the break.
Hell yeah. Super excited about that. So Boba Fett, huh?
Yeah, The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Although I don't know if it'll be about Boba specifically, because is he just the last? Because The Mandalorians were like a whole tough guy race, right?
Yeah,
their
I
whole,
think so.
Like, planet.
Mm-hmm. So is it Jango Fett?
Oh, maybe, because Django was Boba's dad. Yeah. Right? Okay, so this might be about Django Fett. But yeah, it's going to be a series on the new Disney. Yeah, the Fett family.
The Fett family.
We're the last of the Mandalorians, I think.
Think so.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Because they were, and then they were used as the clone troopers. Their DNA was used to make the clone troopers, right?
Right. But it had in the preview, so one of the biggest reveals was all of the troopers' heads were on sticks.
Yeah, so they are anti-Empire.
Anti. So maybe it is Boba Fett.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they had to already be cloned. So it couldn't have been Django because they were just making the troopers.
Well, if you're in the pre-clone era, like the other Star Wars movies were when they were still recruiting regular people before they had
that's
so
true.
It could still be.
I mean,
it would be make sense if it was pre A New Hope.
Right.
Because in The New Hope, they had the clones. But in the prequels, they didn't yet.
Right.
And then in whatever the new ones were called.
The episode 1, 2, and 3.
The Finn one. Yeah. They didn't have clones yet. They were still recruiting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't actually look to see when it took place.
It looks tight as hell anyway.
Yeah, it was just the Fett they had in there had a silver helmet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, I don't know that Fett.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of this Fett.
Yeah, same spaceship.
Same spaceship.
Although they didn't show the weird little upright pod that he flies around in when he's on world.
No. And I feel like that was passed down, probably.
Oh, maybe,
generation. Maybe it's Grandpa Fett.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I saw a bumper sticker when I was up in Humboldt a little bit while back that was the Mandalorian skull, but then it had, like, the thin blue line, like the cop thing on it.
Oh.
And I was like, that doesn't make sense. Their whole thing was that they were criminals.
Right.
But they were hunting down other criminals, but they for sure weren't cops.
Oh, for sure, no. They just killed everybody.
And then this trailer proves it, because the Imperial troopers are the cops.
Yeah. And they did it just for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they wouldn't even save other people's lives unless it was for money. They'd just be like, meh, and
they would
walk away.
Yeah, kill people if they got in the way.
Yeah, totally. So,
I mean, there's also a gunslinging droid in this one.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have the bounty hunter robot, which is tight. I forget that guy's name, but he was tight.
Not Guido.
No.
Guido. He's the Italian version.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it past George Lucas. had some racially insensitive aliens in all those movies.
And I shot first. That was right?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I love a shooter first.
Yes.
But yeah, I can't believe that's going to be a series.
I know.
Like the production quality.
Oh my God. It looks like one of the movies.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
I guess
much better than
Marvel
episode 1.
Do have plenty of money to produce.
They have so much money. And does that mean all of the series are going to look like that?
Ooh, I hope so.
Oh, my God. I mean, they are paying them so much money.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all of the stars from Avengers and all of that.
Yeah,
so.
Carl Weathers is going to be in this.
Hell yeah, Carl Weathers.
The guy who played Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, whose name I don't know, but he's awesome.
I don't know, but he's also in it. Yep.
The lady from the other movie that I recognized, but I don't know where I recognize her from.
She's from Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ming-Na.
Yeah, Ming-Na Wen, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in some other stuff.
Oh, she's been in a ton of stuff.
She's in some cool martial arts movies that I don't remember the names of.
And she's in, obviously, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I guess maybe she died now.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know, really. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in so long.
Yeah.
But that show hasn't been good in a long time.
That's too bad.
Yeah. The Ghost Rider stuff was cool.
Yeah.
Now they're making
all
Ghost
Rider. Was it Motorcycle
Ghost
Rider or Car Ghost Rider? Robbie Reyes?
But now both, I think, are going to be in
it. Oh, cool, okay.
But it was Car Ghost Rider.
Okay, sweet.
Robbie Reyes. And then they're bringing, I think the other Ghost Rider came back as well, Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
And now they're going to make a new Ghost Rider show.
Oh, nice.
And they're going to do like a whole horror ghost or whole horror line.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah. Because they're doing Blade, too, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And all the, like, maybe all the Justice League Dark stuff, too. Or
that's
all those
DC.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. What am I thinking? Oh, Dark Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to do Sons of Satan.
Okay.
Like that whole Hellstrom, that whole line. So they want to do like a dark line of Marvel.
Nice.
Keep the monsters over there. Werewolf by Night will probably Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Which
Moon Knight's
also
kinda,
got announced.
Yeah.
Today? This morning. It was announced this morning.
Did they say who's going to play him?
No.
Okay.
Please don't let it be Keanu Reeves. I'm still holding out for Keanu Reeves to be Namor.
Yeah.
Because Black Panther was also Black Panther 2.
Right,
got a
they
date.
Announced that, yeah.
Yeah, they
is
announced.
Is it 2022? Is that the...
It's really weird. Okay, I think they announced, was it May 2022?
Right, yeah, okay.
That's so far away. So
they will start filming it eventually.
Yeah. So, there was like nothing about it.
Yeah.
At all. He just, like, Ryan Coogler came on the stage and was like, hey,
okay.
Black Panther, May 6, 2022.
Sweet.
And we're like, sweet, that's hella far away.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. And then they announced a bunch of new shows, which was She-Hulk,
right,
Moon Knight, and Miss Marvel.
So those are all going to be series.
Those are all going to be series on Disney Plus.
Cool.
They're all live action.
Okay.
Crazy.
Wow. How are they going to do Miss Marvel? Is it Kamala Khan Miss Marvel too? She's her
Kamala
thing is
Khan.
Being stretchy.
Yep.
Whoa.
And it'll be the first Muslim superhero live action.
Yeah.
So
maybe by 2020 they'll have the technology to just make a person be that way.
Yeah.
President Bernie will give us universal health care, and part of it will be everyone gets superpowers.
Hell yeah! That'll be amazing. And maybe people will actually not be shitty about it.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. Ever. The internet will still exist. but I'm really excited about that. And I really hope they do Charles Soule She-Hulk.
Me too. Like I think it'd be cool if it was like sort of in the same vein as Jessica Jones, but instead of a private investigator, she's an attorney.
Right.
And maybe a little more humor.
Definitely.
Because that was like a little more lighthearted.
A little less
but she's
drunk.
Still, yeah. It's mostly her just trying to be an attorney and then occasionally hulking out despite her best efforts not to.
Yeah, exactly. And then, because she, in the Charles Soule version, she had control over it, but she was green all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And she just wore a business suit and she went to work and she'd help superheroes.
Yeah.
Like with their weird
that
superhero
would be
problems.
Cool.
And it was so good. That comic was so good. It ended way too soon.
Yeah.
The art was amazing. And it would just be fun. That would be a fun show. Like, not all the shows have to be, like, dreary and sad.
Yeah.
Like, it could just be an awesome, weird show, you know?
Yeah.
So I think they should do that. And hopefully it won't be, like, just her having, like, oh, I'm having psychosis issues, like, all the time.
I'm crazy.
I'm going to Hulk out.
I'm turning into the Hulk because I'm on my period.
Oh, my God.
Every month. Monthly episodes of her hulking out and punching holes in walls.
Yeah, it's just, they're like, oh, we ran out of money. It's just going to be one time a month. And they're like, no.
Yeah, the rest of it's like L.A. Law. Or what, like a Law and Order type show?
Dunk, dunk. She's just sitting across from Daredevil. They could actually get Daredevil back in with that.
That's true, because they exist in the same universe. Yeah,
and they own it back again since Netflix let it go.
Right.
Yeah. Also... they gave like little, I guess, screen releases for WandaVision, which again, those don't come out till 2021.
So it's going to be a WandaVision series.
Yes.
And Wanda is the Vision's daughter?
No.
That's a Viv. Yeah, Viv's the daughter.
Yeah, Wanda is Scarlet Witch.
Oh, right. Okay. I was thinking of the Tom King Vision family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
got it.
I hear they are going to draw from that.
Okay.
But this. In the obviously the Vision, they are broken up at that point, and now he's created his own family because he's depressed.
Yeah,
and he
weird
wants
move.
Something new. Yeah. So this is going to be about Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
Okay.
But maybe they're going to be living in suburbia. Maybe they're going to do something like that. So yeah, they show a little bit of that. I guess at D23, we didn't get to see it obviously because we're not there. Paul Bettany and what's her name? The Olsen twin.
Yeah.
Or not the Olsen twin. The other Olsen sister, Elizabeth Olsen.
The Olsen single.
Yeah. The Olsen single. The not crazy one. Maybe. They're going to reprise their roles.
Okay.
And then Hawkeye and the other one was Falcon.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Falcon
they're doing a Falcon.
Secret Soldier. Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. They're doing like a buddy thing.
Yeah, they're going to have a buddy cop show.
Okay.
Those are also going to come out as well. So, they showed all little videos for those. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be like all
movies.
Marvel shows. Like, I won't have any time to watch anything else because I'll just be watching Marvel television.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
I'm trying to work my way through Doom Patrol so that I can get back into Legion. And I'm, like, not sure that I'm going to make it. Like,
oh, yeah, I know. I still want to watch the rest of Legion, too.
Yeah, right. I only watched the first season, and now the third is over.
I haven't even finished Stranger Things yet.
Yeah.
Finally got to, like, episode 7. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I got sidetracked watching Euphoria on HBO.
Oh, I like that show.
Now I'm just worried about the kids.
I know, right?
The kids these days.
Jesus.
Wow, what are they doing? Dressing all crazy?
No, that's just the ring.
That's the main part I'm worried about, is that they're dressing all crazy.
Those are the same clothes we wore in 1999.
Yeah, riding their bikes without supervision?
That's true. Doing all sorts of drugs that we also did. That they made new names for them. Why do they call them these different names?
Yeah.
Just call them the same thing.
Child drug dealer, who's probably my favorite character on the whole show.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool.
Drug dealer brothers. Those guys are tight.
It's, and the girl that stars in that show is the girl that plays Mary Jane in Spider-Man.
Zendaya.
Speaking of Spider-Man.
Oh, right.
There was a big loss this week to all of us.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe, guys.
Yeah, I guess it's done.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, they couldn't come to terms to a deal.
Not even that. It was just Sony being like, peace, Marvel.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Sony? What's wrong with you? Your head's got too big. You're like, we made this sweet Spider-Verse movie, and now we're good. Like, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, but you didn't actually make any good live-action movies yet.
True.
At all.
And the things that made so they got main Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But, like, what about Miles Morales? Does he count?
Yeah.
Is it all,
they own,
he's part of the whole Spider-Man.
They own all things.
They own the entire
Spider-Man.
Spider-Verse. What about Venom?
Yeah, they own everything.
Okay, so they're probably banking on the fact that they can make a Spider-Man franchise that includes all his good villains.
Yes.
And Miles Morales.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So Sony made the Spider-Verse movie and made a shit ton of money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel had nothing to do with the Spider-Verse movie. Now, Marvel did have everything to do with the Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Home at Last. Is that what it's called?
Far from Home. Yeah. Spider-Man Home Invasion Robbery. It's a scary one.
Spider-Man Home. Oh, what's another good home pun?
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York.
They should do that.
That would be tight.
So they have never made a good superhero movie.
That's
Fantastic
true.
Four was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
All of the Fantastic Fours were terrible.
They made Venom. Yeah, Venom was a real piece of
shit. That's a piece of shit. And they're banking on Venom 2 and that they can use Spider-Man in that movie.
Yeah.
And now they can. But I think Tom Holland's going to be like, hey, I wasn't under contract with you guys.
With Marvel.
I was the Marvel character. He's going to be like, fuck you guys. Like,
ooh, I wonder if they're going to have a Tom Holland cameo in Deadpool 3 where he's like sitting on the couch or something. And
they
pan to him real quick. No, but just as Tom Holland. And he's like in the background. They don't say who he is. But
they
he's
could do that.
Hanging out with Deadpool. And
that'd
he's like,
cool.
Hey guys, I'm not allowed to be in this movie. That seems like a Deadpool move.
That's totally a Deadpool move. Yeah, because Marvel owns Deadpool now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sony's stupid.
That is dumb.
Yeah.
And didn't they offer, I don't know how all the business part was, but they offered to like collaborate and like split
Marvel,
the cost basically and
Marvel
split the profit?
Marvel wanted to do 50-50 and Sony was like, no.
Mm.
And then I heard Marvel offered even a better deal and Sony was still like, no.
Wow.
We want to do all. So they're just greedy.
Yeah,
greedy
and counting
bitches.
On the fact that they can make a huge franchise with all the Spider-Man. Maybe they think we'll make Spider-Man. We'll make Venom. We'll do a Spider-Man noir spinoff. We'll do Miles Morales. We'll bring him in. We can have like Venom versus Carnage without Spider-Man at all. Like,
They just want to do all of it. And they want it all to themselves.
Spider-Gwen in there.
They just never made anything good.
Yeah.
They haven't made that, but I think Venom did really, really well overseas.
Oh.
So they're just like, fuck you, Marvel. We're going to get it all. It's going to be all our money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, greed, right?
Yeah. Well, the economy is going to completely collapse in the next 18 months or so.
That's true,
I guess we won't have to
trade
worry
wars,
about that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yay. We need a Spider-Man right now.
We do.
And
or
a good assassin.
Venom. Yeah.
Yeah, Venom.
What about we need a Flash Thompson Venom?
Yeah.
He's got no legs, but he can turn into a super soldier.
Right. And who's a good assassin? I mean, Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
Domino.
Yeah, who in the Spider-Man universe was like a
good assassin?
Kraven, he was a hunter, but he could assassinate.
Oh,
I
yeah,
bet.
He could definitely assassinate.
He could use his hunting powers to hunt a person. That's basically
for sure.
What assassins would do.
For enough money.
Yeah.
He'd do it, I'm sure. Yeah. We're not talking about assassinating anybody, guys.
Right, yeah. No.
Just in the superhero universe.
It's all fictional.
What else news came out from the Disney? Oh, there's going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Cool.
And that's also going to be on Disney Plus. And Ewan McGregor is reprising his role.
Oh, nice.
As Obi-Wan.
That'd be fun if it was like the Obi-Wan Kenobi show and it was like a late night talk show.
Oh, I would love that.
And they
that.
Had the cantina band back there
yeah.
making noises and he was like interviewing guests and stuff. That'd be tight. As Obi-Wan.
Would Obi-Wan be a good interviewer?
I think he would. He's insightful.
He is insightful.
He's got the force powers.
That's true.
He can ask good questions.
Yeah.
He could use his Jedi mind control to force people to answer honestly.
That's true, yeah. That'd
be cool.
Yeah. Yoda, he got a Yoda for backup every once in a while, just
Yoda
to confuse
could be,
people.
Yeah, Yoda could be like his Andy Richter, yeah. Just like sitting on the other side of the couch, just all tiny.
Just ghost Yoda, too. He could make them answer questions backwards. that sounds really cool. We're very excited about that. Joker is going to be R-rated.
Oh, right, and that's coming out
in October.
Okay, yeah.
October 4th, guys.
Well, great.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still excited to see it. I don't care what people say.
Yeah. I hope they do a good origin story for it.
Oh, look. Maggie's back.
Hey.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, everyone take a shot. Okay. Well,
oh, sure. We're almost done recording.
We're almost done. So it's going to be like 6 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So everyone hear that? 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now I lost my place.
Yeah, let's see. We were talking about Obi-Wan. Interviewing celebrities. Were there any other? Wasn't there some DC stuff? Was there a Constantine announcement recently?
No, that got canceled. I think you had a dream about it. Okay. I mean, that was canceled a million years ago.
Shit.
However, Matrix 4 has been announced.
Oh, good. That's timely.
Yeah.
3 was not enough of those movies.
Wasn't that like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are reprising their roles.
Okay.
Directors are back, the Wachowskis.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're writing it again.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe it'll incorporate, like, modern internet stuff now, like message board, like, you know, it'll have, like, Twitter and, like, social media on there.
Yeah.
That was, like, back when the internet was, like, brand new.
It was brand new.
And everybody was like, what if you could know stuff? It's like, yeah, now we can.
Now we can.
Turns out it's not so great. Turns out now they've adopted, like, the red pill. Like, the shitty guys have adopted all the Matrix terminology.
I'd be like, give me another pill. I don't want to know.
I wonder if that's why they're doing it. Because they're going to, like, refute all the shitty ideology that sprung up and sort of adopted the terminology from their works. You know?
That's
like,
true,
it's going to be, like, a refutation of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Because both the Wachowskis are trans now.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not super psyched about
what's going on. With- yeah. It was actually, I read some articles about it. Really interesting. If you actually think about the movies, it actually really makes sense how you could like change into anybody.
That's true.
You want. And like, I thought about it and I was like, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And IMDb took 10 years to change their profiles.
Whoa, really?
The names that they wanted.
Damn.
It's fucking IMDb.
Yeah, it seems like they could just make one phone call and have it done that afternoon.
Not just that, but it's like, if I got a pro account, I could just do it myself. Like, what?
That's true.
Wikipedia and just do it anything.
Yeah.
Change it anything. Like, instantly. Fucking IMDb.
Yeah.
All right. I thought that was ridiculous. Disney is picking up Fox's The Empty Man, which is also a comic that was illustrated by our favorite Vanessa Del Rey and written by Cullen Bunn.
Oh, nice. I haven't read that one.
Yeah, it was kind of like a weird horror slash crime comic.
Okay.
It wasn't my favorite. It was from Boom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm surprised actually that Disney's picking this up. I guess Disney's going to have to pick up like everything though from Fox, right? No matter what the theme.
Yeah, I guess so. And it seems like all the Marvel franchises and the Star Wars stuff has been very successful. So like, why not? Just keep making money, I guess.
Yeah. It's just weird hearing like Disney's going to pick up a really scary, messed up comic.
Yeah.
And it's
going
to be like from Disney. Like, I feel like they're going to have to make like a new movie studio, right?
Yeah.
Just for all the scary stuff?
Yeah, the dark Disneyverse.
Yeah! They're going to call it that, too.
A different theme park for
DD.
That. Where there's only one restaurant that doesn't serve booze. The dark Disneyland. It's a clothing optional theme park for no children allowed.
Disney Masquerade. Yeah. It opens only at night.
Everybody's wearing the true Donald Duck outfit. It's just a sailor jacket and no pants.
Oh, I like that. Sexy.
I guess the regular Disney universe is pretty dark. It's just animal on animal slavery.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well, and on that note,
yeah,
let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, well.
I'd like to do a shout out to Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Jacob Rubin.
He's getting married.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, so in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, should we share our exciting news? Stay tuned for the next episode after. We're going to be...
Yes, we're going to be at live at... Well, not live, I guess.
Yeah.
we'll be recording live. We'll be recording at Crunchyroll Expo in San Jose.
Yeah.
So gigantic anime con. It'll be our first time there, so
yeah,
we're going to go wild and crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to dress like One Piece.
That's not his name, right?
It's not the guy's name, is it? It's not like John One Piece?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, should we dress up?
Yeah, sure.
No idea.
I'm dressed like Guts from Berserk.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I should get a big foam sword. That'd be cool.
Buy some stuff there and just wear it.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're also going to be sort of interviewing Junji Ito. Well, we actually are.
International horror master.
Yeah, super cool. It's his, I think, his first time in San Jose.
Cool.
I know he's been in Toronto recently, but like I've never heard of him coming here. So it's really, really exciting. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to that episode next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've been Jessica Baldoni.
And I'm Jesse.
And we'll talk to you guys later.